Well, if you've been worrying about the rolling COVID-19 virus crisis and you've raced to the shops and you've bought and started wearing those face masks, well, Australian health authorities say don't do it. You are wasting them. You don't need to wear a face mask out of fear of the coronavirus, they say. The plea comes after the government activated its coronavirus emergency response plan yesterday. Madeline Jenner reports.
On the streets of Sydney, it can be hard to get your hands on a face mask.
We haven't got face masks since 2 months. It's out of stock from supplier. We tried so many suppliers, but we don't have it.
This pharmacy still has hand sanitizer, but that's selling fast too.
We got yesterday 48. Now it's only 17 or 18 left within even not 24 hours.
The federal government has activated its emergency response plan, but today authorities are urging people not to use face masks. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy.
Whilst we are preparing and we are realistic about what might come in future weeks, we are not in a situation where anyone needs to be concerned. No one should go around wearing and wasting face masks, please.
The Australian government has around 20 million face masks stockpiled, and this morning Health Minister Greg Hunt met the state and territories to discuss the virus. High on the agenda was how to get supplies where they are needed, if they are needed. Jenny Makarkos is the Victorian Health Minister.
A lot of our supply chain, our supplies are actually from overseas. As demand grows internationally and perhaps some supplies in China might be impacted by their own local manufacturing having been shut down, we need to be innovative. We need to be nimble. So Greg and I have been having discussions around local manufacturers here in Victoria that might be able to scale up their production.
The COAG meeting also focused on the impact a pandemic might have on the aged care sector. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt.
The last figures that I saw is that the median age for loss of life was about 71 and a half. And that means those that are elderly, and in particular those that have difficulties with immune system, are most at risk, and that's why that's our absolute top priority.
And the Prime Minister has again today urged Australians not to panic. He says no country is better prepared than Australia. Josh Davis is the President of the Australasian Society for Infectious Diseases.
Yeah, look, I think that's a bit of a difficult to prove claim that no country is as well prepared as us. But I think Australia is well prepared, and I should emphasise that the responses thus far from the Australian government have been strong and effective.
And this outbreak is being used to push the case for Australia to have a centralised national coordinating centre to manage pandemics.
Well, firstly, it would be improved communication and coordination. So we've seen throughout the evolution of this coronavirus outbreak, conflicting advice from different states around things like infection control, quarantining, social distancing, school closures, all those sorts of things. And on any given week, depending on what state you're in, people have received different advice about that, which doesn't really make a lot of sense. A national coordinating body would have the authority and jurisdiction to just issue advice for the whole country. You know, if there's one good thing to come out of this coronavirus, it's increased awareness amongst the public of the importance of coordination of the country's response to infections.
Professor Raina McIntyre is the head of the biosecurity program at the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales. When it comes to a centralised centre for disease control, she's not holding her breath.
I've been working in public health for close to 30 years now in Australia, and it's been a debate that's been going on as long as I've been working in public health in Australia. And the problem is the political cycle is short. It leaves us with less capability for operational response at a federal level. There's a lot we do and can do at the federal level, but, for example, in the US or in the UK, there's actually people who can go out and do field work sent out into the field from the central kind of agency. It's also about surveillance and a whole lot of other things that, you know, a centrally coordinated agency would do.
Efforts are continuing to create a vaccine, with several groups across the globe stating that they could have a vaccine ready in 12 to 18 months. But Raina McIntyre says more work is also needed to improve the diagnostic tests to better identify sick people and halt the spread of the virus.
Madeline Jenner with that report.